Barry Ward joins me here in Dona. Donegal victors. Barry, over Fermanagh. A good day out for you?
Very good. Again, no more than the down game. Conditions were very difficult. It was very breezy there, and it was very blustery and hard to judge it. Now, very happy with the first half, going in 6 points up, playing into that breeze. And Big Paddy on the edge of the square was very effective, I thought. Difficult to shoot, you know, so we told Paddy to stay in deep and live off whatever, you know, scraps really we're telling him, but he made hay now when he was in there and came away with a couple of great scores. So the second half was, you know, we were trying, as much as you try and reinforce it, that the breeze wasn't going to win it for the lads, and it took them maybe 10 minutes just to settle into it. That it kind of, it was hard to judge it there. And I think the last 20 minutes we played very good football there.
Yeah, I suppose in the first half it was Storm Kathleen was always going to have a bit of an impact, but 2-4 to 4 points up at half time was a very good lead, and Paddy Ward, as you said, took his goals well, but some of your point taking, Conor McCahill in that first half was excellent, really, into the teeth of that breeze.
It was top notch. Now, Turlough Carr made a couple of lovely runs and offloaded it there. But look, we played, I think we controlled the ball very well in the first half, and we made sure that when we didn't go, we created a gap. And just the minute that gap opened, I think the lads really pounced on it and cut through. And, you know, we, as you say, we kicked a couple of lovely scores.
Yeah, the second half, you know, Fermanagh continued to bring everybody behind the ball, and even when they were 7 and 8 points down. And, you know, you just had to keep trucking away. And in fairness, likes of Donegal Boyle came on, made a real impact there, scored a couple of lovely points. And, you know, Turlough Carr and Conor McCahill and these boys, it just kept the scoreboard ticking.
It was good. You know, Donegal, real impact on the game there. He came in along with Thomas McDevitt as well. I think that's the big plus today, is that the guys, Shane McCormick and Sean O'Carroll and that coming in, they all made a contribution there. So, look, again, it'll be very competitive for next Saturday.
Yeah, you move on now to face Tyrone. You're in the five-team group, so it's going to be very, very competitive. And Tyrone will be a step up from this, you would imagine.
Every year Tyrone underage, look, they're going to be a challenge, and it's something, sure, we know it was coming down the line. Ulster's been this last number of years at minor level, it's been very competitive. Every team, you see Monaghan and Derry last year. So, look, again, we knew these games are coming, and this is where we want to be, and we want to be ready for this challenge next week.